When your air conditioner quits, you need it fixed. Fast. This is Dennis Sullivan, president of Care Heating and Cooling. Our technicians are paid to fix your HVAC system, not sell you a new one. We show up on time, diagnose the problem, and get you comfortable again without the high-pressure sales pitch. It's our commitment to honesty and craftsmanship that helped us win a BBB Torch Award for ethics and be recognized as Lennox's Partner of the Year in 2024. So call Care Heating and Cooling at 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Be among the first to experience Ardent Community's newest luxury apartments in Galloway, Ohio, The Pinnacle and The Reserve at Parkside Village. Enjoy spacious, modern floor plans designed for comfort, style, and convenience. Amenities built around your lifestyle, beautiful finishes, thoughtful community spaces, and the perfect location. Move in now and live rent-free for 2 full months. Start fresh in a place that truly feels like home. The Pinnacle and The Reserve at Parkside Village. Call or visit ardentcommunities.com to schedule a tour or check out our rent specials.
Hi guys, and welcome to Nip Tuck Not Giving a
Fuck. That was really good for a lady who's just been sick in her mouth. This is the podcast where we celebrate being positive, aspirational women. And this is all about being unapologetically yourself and also allowing everyone else to be. No, unless we don't agree, and then it's up to
us. Put a stop to that.
Coming up on today's show, we debate the cake shop saga that is going viral. Primark dupes have got us excited. And would you put Maltesers up your arse for your fella to eat? This week's Slutty Susan does.
Now, on Nip Tuck, we want you, yes, you, to get your voices heard. You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. Don't worry, me and Lauren do not have oversight.
Any access to those emails.
So if you want to bitch about us...
No. Okay, sends me under that.
There's some that he definitely doesn't read us. But basically, if you want to send something in, we don't know who it's off. So we
don't have any access, do we? Or you can get in touch via WhatsApp. So that means voice notes, text messages, whatever you want to send to
us.
Pictures, and we can play them out in future episodes. Like we say, everything's anonymous. Even when you send a DM, which please don't, because I can't keep up. But if you send a DM with a story, we're not going to say your name. It's always, always anonymous, okay? But we want to know what's been getting on your tits.
What's giving you the ick?
What stories you've got.
Beauty questions.
Dupes.
Hacks.
Hacks. Just anything like...
embarrassing sex stories.
Anything really. Anything you want to tell us, we're here for it. Because basically...
we don't give...
a fuck.
A flying fuck.
Now, Ashley is unwell. We're back in surgery and Ashley is unwell.
I'm 21 weeks pregnant now, and I'm still being sick some days. I don't know. Lauren was like, why are you being sick? And I'm like, I couldn't tell you why.
You're like actual, are you actual vomiting or is it the...
You've seen me, do
it. No, but like all the time, or is a lot of the time, is it that like when your mouth fills up with water?
Oh yeah, like half and half.
Yeah, where it's like...
like if I actually lean over the toilet, I can be
sick. You can be sick,
yeah. But if I've not got time to do that, then
you will swallow it down. Because you've just done a little sick in your mouth then, haven't you?
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Is there anything you can do about that? I mean, you've probably
looked into
everything.
You can take that anti-sickness.
There's medication, isn't there? I had to take that, but I only took it for a week.
Really? Were you sick? Were you actually that's such a lie. Like, I bet you just got the tablets to say to everyone that you got the tablets and then you didn't actually take them. You did do that, didn't you?
No, I was sick and I thought, I wasn't actually physically sick, but I was just constantly
seasick.
I was sick once in a plastic work bag on the way to work, but I was just seasick all the time. So my friend was like, can you get these tablets? I can get them. So I did. And I thought, if it gets worse.
I'm just so scared of
No, that. Well, I didn't take them. I thought, if it gets worse.
You've got them.
I've got them there. And I don't think I ever took them. My sickness, stopped. Bang on 12 weeks. 11, 12 weeks, that's it. Done, wasn't sick again.
It comes back at the end when the baby is taking up a lot of room in your tummy and then it, like, you can't keep some food down.
I just had horrific heartburn at the end. Like, yeah. And that feeling of full, like, and I needed to burp, but there wasn't a burp. Do you know, like, and I wanted to go like this. You know,
the minute
you want to take
the
a full
baby
breath,
comes out.
The relief. You know, when you want to take a full breath like this and you can't because your lungs haven't got the space. I used to feel like that. I've not been pregnant for 6 years.
I've been pregnant.
You've been pregnant for 6 years. You've been pregnant for the entire 6 years. I haven't, so I kind of forgotten it.
Right, Lauren.
Got something to discuss, haven't we?
Cake gate.
I was actually surprised when I said to Lauren, we're going to talk about cake gate, so can you do some research, that she actually already knew about cake gate.
Yes, I did.
Because you're not a Daily Mail frequenter.
No.
I go on the Daily Mail 2 or 3 times a day.
No.
I love it. It's one of my apps that I've got open. I've got my WhatsApp, my Insta, really? My TikTok and my Daily Mail.
I used to, when I was younger, at Maya, I'd have a sandwich and read the Daily Mail on my lunch.
I love it.
Now if in the middle of the night, if I've stalked everyone that I can think of
then
to stalk,
you go on.
And you know who I stalk, because now and again I'll do it from the NipTuck page and she'll send me a screenshot in the morning and I'm like, somebody couldn't sleep last night on my search list. And it's just to be nosy and I'll have a little, what am I up to? So that's when I go on the Daily Mail in the middle of the night.
Right, so a bit of background for everyone.
Yeah, if you don't know what it is.
So the main person that's involved in Cakegate is Catherine Tildesley. She was on Coronation Street. I don't know if she's still on it.
No, she does act. She's still doing stuff.
Right, okay. So she's an actress. And now, basically, a company were planning her 40th birthday party and they emailed a few different bakeries saying, hi, we are representing an actress who has X amount of followers and would you be interested in doing a swap for some socials?
It will be covered in OK Magazine as well, they said, didn't they? Mm-hmm. And they said, yeah, would you want to do a swap?
Yeah.
Then what happened?
Then the cake lady,
we're going to have to call her Cake Lady.
Sorry, Cake Lady. She screenshot the email and put it on her Instagram?
Or Twitter, maybe. Social. I feel like something social.
And she sent her response back and it was like, I'm sorry, my staff can't pay their bills in social media posts, so I won't be able to do this for you. Now, people are loving this. People are getting hard on for this.
Yeah, it's going...
People are mad.
It's gone viral.
It's gone viral. And then Catherine Tildesley, because obviously we need to tell her part of this, said, I was not aware of any of this happening. Lauren, tell me what you think.
Or like how I go first. Lauren gets cancelled. Ashley carries on. Right, so this is what I think about this particular situation. Within our industry and within influencer, celebrity, all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
There are a lot of occasions where people do swaps, okay?
Gifted.
Marketing, marketing is expensive. Yeah, it's an expensive thing for a business sometimes.
And it also doesn't really work anymore
in a standard way, okay? So if you imagine how much a business would potentially pay for marketing,
Search engine optimization, putting the newspaper, PR company retainer.
So that does cost money. So when this email was sent, they were offering a swap, which actually didn't mean, in my eyes, that it was completely free, because she was getting, Cake Lady, a degree of marketing for her business from this. Now, fair enough, if she felt that the amount that she would get from the marketing spend, let's call it, would not pay her bills an extra, fine.
Looking at the cake, I'd say it's about £500 job.
I've got no idea.
Yeah.
And I don't know what her overheads are. But if she looked at that and thought, do you know what, the marketing isn't worth, then that's fine. Reply, don't reply. Or reply and say, thanks, but no, not for me. I think, personally, that there are a lot of other companies. I actually know a girl who bakes, and she said, if I'd have got that email, I would have jumped at the chance. Because the exposure that that would have given me, in my eyes, in her eyes, would have been well worth the money.
Yeah.
I think, I'm going to say it now, I think she's made a big... A bigger deal than needed to be made. I, this morning...
Maybe she's just a different generation to us.
I got... Just, if you're not keen on doing it, just reply and say, thank you, but no thank you, or don't reply at all. There are so many bakeries out there that would have jumped at that chance. I really think they would. And I don't... everyone's making it out like they were asked something shocking.
No, they're shocked. That's what we're saying. People are like,
this is an everyday thing. Let me tell you, this morning, you get them all the time, I get them all the time. I got one from somewhere in Cheshire and it said, hiya, I'm an injector, a good one. I would like you to come in. I'd love to see you on a partnership basis whereby I do your treatments free and you pass it. Did I then call that? I think, I'm insulted? No. And I do it? No, because I don't want to. So I'm not going to do it.
You just leave
it there. And the other thing is, what's really, really bothering me about this is how people are making this poor Catherine into a villain.
Yeah.
Because a company asked if somebody wanted to collab. That's it. Yeah. Let's get to the nitty gritty. Do you want to? No, thank you. Not worth it for me. Great. Have a lovely day.
Yeah.
This woman has been chased with pitchforks.
No, literally.
As if she went into the pissing cake shop and pissed on the cake lady's floor and got her cakes and threw them round. She didn't. Mm. She asked for something. They didn't want to do it. I just think everyone has gone way too far on that woman.
Yeah.
What do you think? It's annoyed me a bit. I think, like, Jesus.
I get messages every day off different things. And, like, me and Lauren have been offered big money for certain sponsors, which we wouldn't ever want to work with and we've said no to. But you just say no and you move on from it. And, like, with what you said before, I get injectors message me a lot, and I actually have had plastic surgeons message me as well.
Have you?
Yeah, saying, would you want... And I've had dentists.
Yeah, dentists. Yeah.
Everything. And I don't think, oh, they think I'm fucked. Like, yeah. I'm going to repost it. Like, yeah. I just don't. But at the same time, they're of this lady must be of a totally different generation where, like what we were saying, really, in reality, look at how much success small female-run businesses got via Instagram, through, like, Etsy businesses.
Yeah.
You know, I will always buy stuff off Etsy because it's female, small. I will always tag, you know, like, yesterday I went into a local ice cream shop. Mm-hmm. It was stunning. Yeah. I tagged a picture. Like, I love doing stuff like that, and I don't want anything in exchange for it. But what I'm saying is these small female-run businesses, especially, like, the at-home baking, the meal preps, the this or that, and it's girls helping other girls.
Yeah.
And I don't have an issue with it.
I think everyone was kind of
saying...
And
I've got free party things before.
Yeah, I have. Everyone, well, not parties because I don't have any, but everyone was saying, oh, she's got all that money. She wants it for free. But let's just remember, this is a business transaction and it's not for free. The amount that this lady potentially would have got, the amount of money she would have made on the back of the marketing, the Instagram, the OK magazine... Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, she's getting it now anyway. So she's actually gone on social media and she's actually, I wonder when she did that, did she know how much attention she was going to get?
People have loved it.
Was it a plan?
People have loved it.
I don't know. I just think it's a cake, guys. Leave Catherine alone. It's
a
fucking cake. I
do think, though, on the flip side of this, there are certain influencers that say yes to everything.
Yeah.
And say yes to the wrong things. For example, there was a documentary about this. It was on ages ago. And this company, it was all about like influencer marketing. And it was before you had to do hashtag ad, all of that. And it was when Towie was absolutely huge.
Yeah.
And they went in with this face cream. And the main ingredient was cyanide in it, which is like poison.
Yeah.
And all the influencers said, we'll advertise.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
And I think one of the things you have to realise, I think sometimes people probably see us posting things and they're like, but do you really use it? If only you knew.
The arguments.
The amount of things that go on behind the scenes. The amount of money we're offered for things that were like, no. The amount of stuff that we are offered and don't do because we don't like it, don't use it. The amount of things within a range that we will not promote. You just wouldn't, you don't realise it, but that's the aim of the game. And I've had things gifted before. I've had companies message me, do you want this for free for a post? And I thought, yeah, I wanted that. Am I going to take it for free? Because I wanted it anyway. And I'll post it. Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah. I got a fake tan and it was looking like I was going to collab with this fake tan brand, and I used it and it was the worst fucking fake tan I've ever used, and I had to say I can't
because then you lose all, you know, you lose all your integrity with it, don't you? But if I was throwing a party, I mean, I'm not if I was that famous and I was throwing a party and someone said, do you want a free cake to post, I would say yes.
But also the event company is responsible because what they will have done, the event company will have, they probably are working for free or...
And they're making
their
money.
Sometimes what you do is you pay the event planner and then she'll go and source as much as possible. And, you know, we've got friends that run business models like that as well. And it just makes sense.
Yeah.
But, she will have gone like, right, tell me your ideal, mm-hmm. tell me your budget, and I'll fill as much in that exactly. I can.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And I just think if that cake lady looked at that and thought, not worth it for me. It's an insult. I really don't.
Have you ever messaged a brand like, would you be interested in collabing?
So normally, absolutely not. I never would. It gives me the cringiest cringe. But what I did do, Treat Studio, they're probably the only one. I bought a gummy necklace and I absolutely loved it. They messaged me saying, so glad you like our
stuff.
That's
my friend Anushka's brand.
And I said something like, oh my God, I love it. If you ever want to collab, because I thought I want some. Yeah. And they were like, yeah, and sent me loads. I think I'm right in saying that is the only time I've ever done it, because it makes me cringe. But I'm not against it. I'm offering you a service in return for another service.
Yeah.
If you don't think what I can bring is worth the cost of the item, then fine.
Right, so life updates. Do we have any? We've talked so long.
I know no one wants to hear it because I'm really fed up with the weather. And I mean, really, it's the 6-week holidays. It has rained for the whole of July.
It actually looked quite sunny today.
Today looks a bit better. But like, what are you meant to do with the children? What are you meant to wear? It's warm, but it's vile. It is vile, vile. And if anyone has had to get married in this shit.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't even think of that.
Me and James met his mum and dad for a couple of drinks in Manchester the other day, and it was bouncing, and I mean bouncing down.
And your hair, your makeup.
I was horrible. I was like, I want to go home because it was pouring and everyone was running around with brollies. And I just looked out and then I thought, this is fucking disgusting. And I kept thinking, if someone's getting married today, they have paid in excess of 20, 30, 40 grand, whatever they've paid.
And wedding.
And this.
You're so right. That is the pro of the abroad wedding.
That is why I would only get married abroad. Imagine you've spent, I don't know how much weddings cost nowadays, call it 40 grand, 50, whatever. Yeah. Imagine you've spent that kind of money.
That's disgusting. Right?
And it's like that and all your guests have got the brollies up and you're piss wet through.
I'd be fuming.
And you're outside and your heels and I'd be fuming. And you look outside and your pictures, it's fucking black outside. That is why I will never, I did something really weird yesterday.
What?
So I think I do have some form of something because I get like an obsession with something.
Yeah.
For a bit. And I always have to have something
that's
to plan.
That's called ADHD.
And then it goes away again.
Yeah, like they say, like I buy a new kitchen device and I use it nonstop for a week and then I can't remember where it is.
So I emailed, this is so weird, 7 wedding venues yesterday.
But why would you?
I don't know why I did it.
That's fucking odd,
right?
Lauren.
And then me and James and my mum went for dinner and I was like...
But you're not even engaged.
I know. I don't know why I did it. I can't tell you
mate,
why.
We're not going to have another wedding,
yes,
are we?
Yes, we are.
No, Lauren...
You don't have to come. So
I'm coming because I want to get pissed.
You don't... So I emailed 7 venues.
It needs to be after December.
Mate, fuck, I'm not even engaged.
But also, like...
I don't know why I did it. I don't know why I did it. I'm not even engaged.
Where did you email?
Places in Spain. I don't know why I did it, right?
Oh no, I get it though, to get a rough
idea
of cost.
Availability and cost. Just, I'm not even engaged. And then told my mom, James was like, he was just like, yeah, he's dumb too. And he was just like, yeah. Anyway, then this morning, they all start emailing me back. I was like, fuck off, what are you emailing me for? And my mom rang me, she was like, if the wedding venue's replied. And I was like, oh God, yeah, I'm not interested now. She was laughing at her. She was like, you know, and I was looked at the emails and I was like, oh, what are you messaging me for?
I saw this TikTok the other day and that just reminds me of what you've just said. And it was like, when you come in for a 3-day bender and start emailing rehab places and then they start calling you by Wednesday. And it was just like this girl like,
oh! And you're over it by then. Honestly, that's what I was like. I like to have a project though. I do like to have something to plan. But so I was thinking that, and I don't know. Anyway, they've all been, my phone's going mad today.
Would you honestly waste money on that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
People are wild.
I just think it's the most magical day. Oh, you will hear about it for months and months and months.
Did you see that TikTok that I sent about...
Probably not.
the stages that girls go through after they've got married with their wedding pictures.
Oh, yeah, when it's like, oh, it's been a week since. Yeah. I didn't actually watch it, but yeah. It's been a week. Throw back to this time last month.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, best day of my life. And then it's 6 months, 1 year.
Then the photographer sends the pictures back and we get the professional ones. Then, oh, my God.
I promise not to.
I'm only hating because I didn't get my big day.
I promise not to overspam. But, yeah, I love a wedding and I know they're ridiculously expensive. Well, I'll know how much when I read my emails. I know they're expensive, but I just... You live once.
Steph
and just...
could plan it for you.
Do you think she'd do it abroad?
100%. She's done abroad weddings before.
She's done a lot. She's amazing.
Steph,
isn't she?
Let her go. If anyone needs an event.
She does everyone.
Yeah. My wedding planner was also absolutely amazing and she does abroad weddings and her name was...
Don't tell me because I think I know.
Serenity.
Why did I think she was called Julie?
Not Julie Perry. She's doing did Olivia Atwood's and she is meant to be the best event wedding person. So Julie Perry, yeah.
Yeah, she looks very on it. Like when I watched her with Olivia, yeah. She was very serious. She takes a job
very
seriously.
She's meant to be like, probably like the best in the country. Then there's Liz Taylor as well.
I don't know.
And because when I was getting married, I spoke to a few people, but it was very fast turnaround. So I had Sandy at Serenity. She was amazing. And then there is also Kelly Louise, you know, that does my flowers.
Yeah.
She can do wedding and events and stuff as well.
How much is a wedding planner? Is it a percentage of the cost?
I think that they take a kickback of suppliers.
Right.
But some do charge a retainer. But all of my friends that haven't got a wedding planner, there's that other one that, what are they called? Something, Fern used them and they're meant to be amazing.
I don't know. Oh, God, I emailed some wedding planners in Spain as well. I've just remembered.
But, yeah, I think that all of my friends that have said that they didn't have a wedding planner were like, it was horrendous.
Stressful.
Yeah.
I mean, I have planned one wedding before.
You didn't have a planner, did you?
No, I did it myself, but it was quite small.
In work hours.
I did it in all work hours, but I think I'd get Steph to do it. Anyway, I'm not getting married. I'm not even fucking engaged, and I don't think I am going to be anytime
soon.
What
are we doing about... Because I'm not having a baby shower, unless my friends want surprise. No.
I would
take
have another,
that back.
I would not have another baby
Sally,
shower.
If you're listening and anyone mentions it to you, no. So, sip and see.
Yes.
I was thinking, let's do it big for my birthday.
Will you be in the mood by then? You will, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
Because that's like 6 weeks after.
I don't think you should do it at the house, though.
No.
Because it's too stressful
I'm
being in your house.
I'm thinking of doing like a girls' night away trip. I was looking at getting...
What's that got to do with the sip and see? The child's not coming. There's nothing sip and see about actually.
I'll get a picture of it put on
perfect,
the wall.
Perfect. We can put a face mask with it on.
Yeah.
Like when people get married.
I think I'm going to get a big hotel suite in London for a night.
Sounds good to me.
And just do like fun things.
Okay, we'll do that.
Just girls.
We'll just look at the baby on FaceTime.
Mate, I've been pregnant for years. I deserve this.
I wouldn't have a baby shower again.
Baby showers. Oh, no matter how good you think your baby shower is, I'm sorry, it's probably shit.
Yeah.
Sorry. And also, no one gives a fuck. Someone was posting their kid's birthday this weekend.
Wasn't me, was it?
Mate, no one gives a fuck about your kid as much as you do.
No, they don't.
Honestly, I'm really, and I'm going to throw it out there, guys, stop posting your fucking kids on Instagram.
I did one yesterday.
No one gives a flying fuck apart from pedos. Stop it.
It depends, though, what kind of account they've got. If they've just got a little private account. Like
fine.
Because I've got a little private one, haven't
fine.
I?
Fine.
And I post the other kids on that one. Yeah.
What are you gaining from it?
She's just so fucking cute. She's so pretty.
Whatever, if you want to do that.
She's so cute.
There's weirdos in the world.
She's so cute.
Weirdos in the world. Right, anyway, let's have
a
break. We'll be back after the break with Bargain Bucket and your slutty sues. But first.
Are you a loyal listener of Nip Tuck? Do you set an alarm on a Wednesday and a Friday? Ready for our new releases? Do you tell your mates about us? Do you reference us all the time? Are we always in your group chat? If not, make sure that we are. So spread the love, spread the podcast. It helps us massively. So please share the episode now on WhatsApp. The more you share it, it means so much to us and we're so grateful. Thank you. And that's your plug. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Welcome back. I'm just finding the notes. Right. Bargain bucket.
I've got a couple for once in my fucking life.
I'm going to save the Y one. Because the weather's not been great.
No.
And there's a lot of rosés on here.
Okay.
So hopefully by next week when we do... Next time. Let's not do the fuck the continuity up here because we don't know when stuff's going on.
No, we don't.
Basically, I've got a mixture of things. I've got wine and I've got makeup. What do you want today?
Makeup.
Right, okay. So I'm going to get into it with a little bit of... What would I call it? Technology,
okay,
in makeup devices. Mm-hmm. We love our devices, yep. So we've got that. What's it called? An LED mask.
Yeah.
So that's a device, that kind of thing. Now the beauty devices really are on the rise, and yes, for 2023, 2024, we're going to be seeing a lot more, yep, beauty devices. They're expensive.
They are.
I've done the research for you.
Thank you, honey.
I spent hours.
Thank you, honey.
Hailey Bieber recently posted a skincare tutorial, and she was using the Medicube device.
Right.
Now, what I've done some research, they are all focused around radio frequency, mm-hmm, and pushing products deeper into the dermis of the skin.
Yeah.
So usually we'd apply our serums or our products with our hands and they'd just kind of sit there.
Yeah.
So they act as like a delivery system into
the skin.
To
get them further in.
Exactly. Now, the Medicube device is supposedly like a needling device, but without any punctures.
Well, how on earth?
So what it does, it sends shockwaves through that push the product into skin.
Okay.
And everyone is raving about the Medicube device.
Okay.
I can't find a retailer in the UK that is like fully legit. Because I was looking at some stuff and thought, but I spoke to our friends at Current Body.
Right.
Because Current Body basically
they've got everything, don't they?
The best devices.
We've got one. Unreal. Absolutely
Current
unreal.
Body sent us one, and honestly, like, I've been using it on my tummy and stuff. Well, not at the minute, obviously, before. But I was using it on my neck.
It's nice on your neck. It feels good.
And it's their own brand one that we've been using. But she uses an LED light.
Of course she does. Have you noticed that at the minute everyone is realising how important they
light
are?
Therapy.
Everyone is starting to realise that. I've posted loads of Insta pictures on my story before of me sat there with it on and James just looks at me like, what the freaking are you doing?
Yeah, we've unreal. Got one here. Guys, I've got both.
Of course
I've
you have.
I've got the Current Body one and I've got the Dermalux off the Current Body website.
Yeah.
So the Dermalux I bought because I had some problems with like surgical scarring.
It's so good for surgical scarring healing. So good.
Honestly, like
any
therapy,
scarring.
Like I can't even, it's literally transformed my skin.
Yeah.
It's so good for like broken veins. It's so good for acne.
Pigmentation.
There's different settings on there that you can use. So yeah, if Margot Robbie loves it, then, you know. Basically, we absolutely love this Current Body LED light. It's so easy to use.
How long have we been posting about it?
We've posted it
a long time, haven't we? I always put it on. I put it on two... I don't always get away with three because I forget, but two times a week. You do more than that, don't you?
I love using it with the hydrogel masks as well.
Yeah, it's nice before... I do it on a Sunday always. I feel like Sunday night, you want to get yourself looking ready for the week.
And I love how flexible it is. So you can like go about like...
Yeah, you can carry on with your day.
Telly
you can,
and stuff like that.
You can
that.
Get the washing out and whatever you're doing anyway.
I had another one that I used. It was quite heavy and hard. I find that this Current Body one, we've got one here, but like it's so like...
It's light, isn't it?
It's light and flexible. And yeah, it's just absolutely stunning. So if you have a look at their Instagram page, honestly, I feel like beauty devices
it's gonna move,
at home.
We're going to start moving into that much, much more, aren't we?
Why not have a facial centre?
Current Body have everything like that. Not just for your face, but for body parts. They have all sorts on there. Everything that's like at home, electrical,
skin
they have
tightening.
So much. Yeah, everything. Their Insta is at Current Body.
Have a look.
Have a little nosy on there because I feel like a lot of people are using it more now.
I could, like, honestly...
I could spend thousands and thousands and thousands on there.
Like, it's actually insane. But I think, honestly, our number one product off that website is this mask that
absolutely.
We're talking about. Because it really is suitable for absolutely everyone. Yeah. So, yeah, we'll stop rambling
But Nip Tuck will get you 15% off as well.
We're very passionate
about this. And we've actually used them for a long time, haven't we? Like, before pod. So this is a big deal.
We wanted to let you guys know. And like Lauren said, we have got a little discount code for you.
Nip Tuck.
And that will get you
15%
off. Stunning.
So good.
Mask. And like we said, try the gel, hydrogel mask as well with it.
Nice.
Now, I spoke to the girls there because they're ahead and they said they are in talks with Medicube.
Oh, really? About
Fingers
bringing something
crossed.
Through?
Yeah. Okay. Because everyone is on this hype about this Medicube device. But she said the one that is similar but actually potentially
better
is
maybe.
The Fereo UFO 3. Now, that device, I've just ordered one to have a look at myself. Basically, it heats up as well and does cryo.
At the same time?
No, so like
one
it does
the
all
yeah,
three.
Yeah.
So it does the radio frequency, so it pushes the stuff into your skin. You can heat it up so that it gives you that warm, glowy, like if you're using a certain mask. Or if you're puffy, hungover, or
you've just had filler.
Water retention, it does cryo.
Okay.
And
cryo is cold, by the way.
It's got red light inside.
As well. Okay.
So that's the Fereo UFO
3. Let us know what you think of it.
Let us know what you think. And it pushes product in by like something like 400% extra.
No way.
Yeah. We've got a code for Current Body, Nip Tuck. Anyway, do you want to do your dupes? And then this is quite a big one I've got here.
Well, mine aren't... You know, we talked about de-influencing as well. Mm-hmm. We don't just talk about the products we like. We talk about the products that we don't think were that good. I've been using a lash serum for about 3 months now on my lower lashes. I have
which
false
one?
Abaji.
Right.
Don't rate it. I've been using it for three
and
months.
It is
£130. I didn't want to say anything until I'd finished. And it's all right. There has been some growth.
That's
but not
annoying.
Like the pictures you see when you see all the other
UK
big brands.
Lash,
UK Lash, Rapid
Revita Lash,
nothing
Nouveau
like
Lash.
That. Nothing like that. A bit.
This is why
so I'm reviewing it. Don't bother.
I get where you're coming from because I had that one and I thought it was good. I think I do respond to lash serum well.
And
I
again,
think you either do or you don't.
You either do or you don't. And you've either got good hair or not.
Yeah,
I
do respond to it
I stand
well.
By
so
that.
It did work on me, but I also agree with what you're saying. It's a bit of a waste of money, that one, because
it's a lot of money.
My Nouveau lash with my code is something like 23, 24 quid. And it were the exact same.
Five times the cost to get a
Abaji. It was three times as much product and it was 20-something.
Yeah. So it's even... No, I wouldn't bother. It was fine and it worked, but not for £120. I would literally want my eyelashes to be touching my pubic hair for that kind of money. So don't bother with that, girls.
Right. Now, makeup dupes is what you wanted today, Lauren. Okay. Boots Glow Illuminate Shimmer Spray. Supposedly, it smells absolutely stunning of holidays.
Okay.
£4.50. It is a dupe of the iconic London Prep Set and Glow, which we love.
I really like iconic. Honestly, really rate it.
That
like,
skin tint, is it?
The skin tint's lovely. Stunning. I don't wear it for recording because it's too shiny and dewy.
I just tried their new concealer.
I've not tried it yet.
Beautiful. Tarte Shape Tape.
Ooh.
We've all got that in our makeup bag. It's fantastic, but it is pricey. How much is that one, Lauren?
£27.
Rimmel.
I don't think that's that much.
30 quid for a concealer.
My NARS one was 20 something.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm saying is the high street
Why
ones
bother?
Are
yeah.
like
yeah.
The Rimmel Multitasker is supposedly like an exact dupe, and it's $8.99.
I'm going to buy that. I'm going to buy that, and I'm going to tell you all whether I think it's good.
Try
I'll put that on my list. I'll get it on Amazon.
Rimmel London Kind and Free Skin Tint. £4.99 is a dupe of the Fenty Beauty skin tint, which is £29.
I've never even heard of that Fenty one.
Loads of people.
Fenty
love
makeup
that.
Is not something I've ever tried.
It's
have you?
Really good.
Have you tried it?
Amber uses it on me.
I've never tried it. I know the sticks are meant to be really good.
No, I've got the gloss bomb and it's stunning.
Is it good? I might
you
try
don't
a few
like
bits
the
from
gloss
there.
Though.
No.
Rimmel Stay Powder is a dupe for the Charlotte Tilbury Preps Powder, which is £38. The Rimmel one's £3.50. Primark this week is hitting with the dupes.
My concern on a Primark dupes is, yes, makeup-wise, they might be fine, but what's
your skin?
What's it doing to your skin?
I totally
agree. That's my concern. With it being that cheap, that's my only concern here. I wouldn't do my full face in it. But go on, tell us what we've got.
People are loving it on TikTok.
Yeah.
Okay, the Cream Wand Blush is £4.50, and that's the Charlotte Tilbury dupe, the one that's about £35.
That's expensive.
The Prep and Perfect is £4.50 and it's a dupe of the Bobbi Brown Multivitamin Rich Cream. The eyeshadow palette is £6.
Eyeshadow palette all day. I will take that over a £60 Charlotte Tilbury one.
Yeah. The matte lipstick is £3 and it's a dupe of the Pillow Talk £26 one.
All day I'd have that.
They've done a staple favourite. They've done a dupe of the Chanel bronzer. So the Chanel bronzer, you know the one, I mean, the creamy whipped one.
The Soleil, it's called, it's not called that. What's
bronze.
It called? It's got a name with an S in it, like
Universal bronzer, it's called, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm thinking of something else then, Emma.
Right.
Well, I'm thinking of the big thing that you swish round.
Yeah, it's called like Universal bronzer.
No, I'm going to have to find out what that is. It's going to annoy me.
So that is really expensive. It's about £50 that, and they've done bronze
Soleil
whip.
Tint? Sorry, go on.
Bronze whip, £4.50. But I will tell you a hack on that. Chanel have actually just bought out a travel size one for £17.
So you can try it.
And also, I do find that that product does dry out like really, really quick.
I'm not that keen on it.
They have changed the formulation now. So it's got coconut oil in it. And since they did that, I did start getting a few pimples.
I'm not, it's not for me, that.
So yeah, they've got a flawless filter, concealer and the foundation dupe in Primark as well. So
go and see.
Let us know, girls, by the way, if we ever tell you like any of these dupes and you're like,
it was crap
or, ooh, I actually prefer it. Please give us the dupey feedback.
Do you know the issue I have with Aldi dupes?
What?
Yeah, they're great, but you can only ever buy them once. So what's the
point? No, they have actually started rebringing ones out.
Because like I feel like everyone rushes to get them and I think, yeah, great, you've saved yourself tenner, which is great on that particular, but you can never buy them again because they don't have them. I just don't get the...
My favourite one is the lip oil, the Charlotte Tilbury copy of the one with the rollerball in the end.
I've got the hair oil.
Is it good?
Yeah, but
it's
here's something
else.
It's a
copy of the Giso one.
I don't understand hair oil. I understand.
Why did you buy it?
Because you said. Because we talked about it and I thought, well, I should buy it because we talk about it.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand hair oil. I understand because of the property on the hair, but you can never smell it after you've put it in. What's the point?
I usually put hair oil in the evening before a hair wash. I will put all kinds of different treatments in my hair.
Oh, I do that. But I wouldn't put it in like today.
You are meant to put it in before a hair wash. So I was watching a video and it's all about like you have to nourish the ends as much
as possible.
And then I would put a hair oil in if I didn't have access to like a detangler or something like that.
Yeah,
when
I don't
it's
know.
Wet.
I just, and then you think, oh, it smells amazing. Well, yeah, for a second.
I
you
prefer
put it
a shine spray.
Yeah.
I okay. Well, that is it with the doopy dupes.
Right. So about 10 years ago, I was seeing this lad. We'd always get hotels as we were young. He'd always buy me gifts, etc.
Fucking hell.
That's good for young as well.
I never got that.
I got now. I got...
Pimp yourselves out young.
start getting your collection off them. He'd always send me weird videos that lads would send each other about sex and pooing. But it got worse and worse. And I began to get the massive ick and hate towards him. So I assume like...
The gifts weren't balancing out.
No, so they weren't good enough.
They weren't
all the
gifting.
Time, if the gift's good, you can put up with a lot. Everyone's got a price.
Do.
a price. Everyone, I've got a price. All the time, he would ask me to piss on him and put Maltesers up my bum. And he wanted me to push them out into his mouth for him to eat them. So she would put them in her bottom and do a squeeze as if she's going to trump and ping the Malteser out into his mouth. Skillful, that. The last time I saw him, he bought me a load of pop. She must be from near me because she's called it pop. I don't say that, but what that is fizzy drinks. She said, pop, you're from not far from me, love. I know. To piss on him. So he gave her loads of drink and then she weed on him. I gave in, I did it, but only out of hate. I just stood over.
Pissy pants.
What the fuck? I just stood over him while he laid there on the floor and I aimed for his eyes, watching him choke on my piss. I thought, you're a very sad man.
This is actually such a good slutty sale.
Yeah, it is. Well done. And I never saw him after that. My mum kept asking me, where's that nice lad that always took you out and treated you nice? I'd make up excuses, but in the end I snapped and I said, Mum, he wanted me to put Maltesers up my bum and push them out for him to eat. I hope it was over a Sunday dinner. We fell about laughing. He said, right, go to the shop and get me a Freddo. Fast forward to last year. I went on a date and we shared some stories. Mine being this one. And a few dates in, we got shit-faced drunk and he picked up a bag of Maltesers and the rest is history. It was really fun. We couldn't stop laughing. I suppose you just got to find the right one. Love you, girl. So what she's saying is, and I wholeheartedly agree with this, what gives you the ick with one doesn't with the other. The Maltesers up the arse for one, she wasn't having it. For the one that she liked, she was popping them out all day.
This is a fetish. So I've heard of a man that likes his partner to put eggs up her vagina and lay them out. And what? Someone that
give birth to them like a hen.
Someone that I know, her ex-husband said, right, I've got a fantasy that you need to fulfill.
Is this when they were married? They were married, yeah.
And she was like, oh, fuck's sake, right, all right then. What? And he said, the glass kitchen table, I want to lie underneath it and I want you to climb on top of it and do a shit while you squat. I swear.
Who is this? Whose ex-husband is this?
I'll tell you after, but it's someone you know.
And did she do the poo?
She probably did, yeah.
Was it?
What?
Was it?
I'll tell you after.
I'm trying to think of any of your mates that would shit on a table. Mm-hmm. Wow, I thought you were going to say something like, you know, me and the girls at Maya used to play a game. It was after you'd gone, and me and my mum were laughing at this yesterday.
Like, when it got fun.
It was when it got, yeah, when you fucked off. We were crying. Like, do you know what? Me and my mum had a chat yesterday about the Maya days. Oh, we were laughing
so
much.
Naughty.
We were laughing. We were crying at some of the stuff we did. And one of the games we used to play was called Say What You See. And we had these plastic, clear, see-through chairs. And we used to play a game where I would sit on it with no knickers on, and I would make Nicola, my friend, go under it, and she would cry laughing, and she had to say what she see, and it'd be on my fanny squish, and it was called Say What You See, and I used to sit there and I used to go, say what you see, Nicola, say what you see.
Men are disgusting how they love shit like that. Yeah. Like,
and then we used to photocopy
the
off
piss
fannies.
Thing. He must have a, well, when we get a sex therapist in, let's ask the sex therapist what fetishes mean.
Yeah,
like, what does a piss fetish mean?
It's
what
all
does
about
a
being
Maltese
degraded.
A poo fetish mean?
It's all about being degraded, isn't it?
Nothing goes in my bum. I know you do bum things. I just think it's
Whoa. The way you've just said that then makes it sound like I'm a raging bummer.
It's not a sexual thing for me.
I'm not in love with it. I will
do
it.
Why do you do it?
I don't do it on the regular. I've maybe done it once.
I could not fit. You'd have to pay me a lot of money.
No. I'm not a regular bottom.
I don't think I would even.
I'm not a regular bottom toucher. I will take a small thing, a little finger. I've done the willy once in
That's
the last
disgusting. Date. Disgusting.
And I didn't. I wasn't
Lauren.
I wasn't in love.
Sorry,
hey, that's Lucas's every weekend. Leave the butthole. Right, well, thank you very much for that.
More.
Tell us
weird shit that, like, guys or girls have asked you to do.
Yeah, actually, can you tell us some of your own weird fantasies? Like the girls, tell us weird shit that you don't dare tell anyone.
Do you have
like.
One?
I honestly cannot think of one fantasy.
Didn't you have an ex that you had to put a nice lolly up his arse?
I didn't have to. That particular relationship, I could say some really weird shit about. I saw in the
Do you think it's when you just get really bored and you're like, what fingers and toes when, can
for
we
me,
do?
I think it's when you're young and you just found like, whoa! Or, and you're like, let's do this. It's weird stuff. And then after a bit, you think it's not, it doesn't feel any better than normal sex just feels nice. Like, we don't need to be putting bizarre things up each other. It's not that good. I could tell you some...
Well, they do the Rochdale special, don't they?
The Rochdale special.
Where they put a black pudding on.
Right. Anyway.
I heard that down to Shoe Factory that you're done.
They put wellies up the fannies. Anyway, and on that note, remember, on Nip Tuck, we want to hear your voice. We want to hear from you.
Tell us. Tell us.
Tell us. You can email us hello@niptuck.
You can Fuck email me, us. I'll do this
Thank
bit.
You. Thank you.
Remember, on Nip Tuck, we want you to get your voices heard. You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. You can get in touch via WhatsApp, which means your voice notes too, which we can play out in future episodes. Don't worry, though, if you prefer to remain anon, we will not reveal who you are. Your secret is safe with us. Head over to our episode's description for more info. You can follow us on IG at niptuckpod, and we've got a little TikTok. Share the love. Share the video clips. Share where you're listening. Spread the word, because the bigger and better we get, the saucier and sexier and disgustinger
the more we're gonna give.
Exactly. Love you. Bye.
Bye.